Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, do you tell her that you love her?
Do you tell her that you love her?
Do you tell her every day?
Do you tell her every day?
Does she know how much you miss her?
Does she know how much you miss her?
Every time she goes away.
Every time she goes away.
Do you tell her she's the one for you? Do you tell her with a heart that's true? Tell her that you love her.
Do you tell her that you love her?
Do you tell her that you love her?
Do you tell her that you love her?
Cause if you tell her that you love her, maybe she will love you too. Do you tell her you adore her?
Do you tell her you adore her?
More and more as time goes by.
More and more as time goes by.
Does she know how much you need her?
Does she know how much you need her?
To be standing by your side.
To be standing by your side.
Do you tell her she's the one for you? Do you mean it with a heart that's true? Do you tell her that you love her?
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 Cause if you tell her that you love her, maybe she will love you too. I lost my girl. She was a pal. I was a fool. A real jadool. To let her go. I never told her. She never knew. And that is why, my dear old friend, I'm telling you.
Do you tell her that you love her?
Do you tell her that you love her?
Do you tell her that she's sweet?
Do you tell her that she's sweet?
Do you hug her? Do you kiss her?
Do you hug her? Do you kiss her?
Do you sweep her off her feet?
Do you sweep her off her feet?
Do you tell her she's the one for you? Do you mean it with a heart that's true?
Do you tell her that you love her?
Do you tell her that you love her?
Hey, do you tell her that you love her?
Do you tell her that you love her?
Cause if you tell her that you love her, maybe she will love you too.
Visit to New York's office. That's a New York magazine. When you've released hit songs in six different decades and at least as many genres, pushy bands can come in every type, so it's best to keep alert. Which might be why Tom Jones is a little quiet right now, standing in line in a crowded lobby of my office building waiting to sign in at the desk. Either that or he's annoyed at having his show ID, even though he sold more than 100 million albums and comes armed with the weapons-grade baritone that can still blow the doors off virtually any enclosed space. and therefore should probably be allowed to go freely wherever he wants, including New York's headquarters. But rules are rules, so Jones, gray but looking younger than his 75 years, in a black turtleneck and leather jacket, hands over his passport, shakes hands with the starstruck security guard, and heads upstairs. On the elevator, Jones' son and manager, Mark Woodard, he kept Tom's original last name, stays vigilant, becoming a human shield as people enter and exit. Jones has already declined through his publicist my offer to buy him coffee at a cafe on a third floor that serves the whole building, including the employees of the Department of Labor and Scientific American, among other dangerous elements you'd not want to come within panty-throwing distance of, so we get off on four. Jones seems less than thrilled when I walk him into New York's third nicest conference room. One with the windows has been booked. Kay sighs, looking, taking a seat, but it's an understandable reaction from someone who has been a tendency to go underappreciated. Can you believe he's still not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Neither can he. Jan Winter, it said your name comes up every year, but we can't get enough people to vote for you, said Jones. I wonder why, especially since some of the people they throw in there nowadays wouldn't know rock and roll if they fell over it. He suggests that his big band arrangements of most of his popular hits help reinforce his Vegas headliner image. It's not because it's not unusual had a brass on it. And then came What's New Pussycat, which had everything on it. By comparison, there's almost nothing on his recent albums, covers of a collection produced by Ethan Johns in the vein of Johnny Cash's work with Rick Rubin. The new one, Long Lost Suitcase, includes versions of Willie Nelson's Opportunity to Cry and the Rolling Stones' Factory Girl that feature only Jones' voice in the rhythm section. I asked him if he had to hold anything back for fear of overwhelming the accompaniment. Not at all, he says. It depends on how it's mixed. You can make one guitar louder than me, and this was how I used to do it back in Wales, in the clubs and the pubs. But he does admit to occasionally restraining himself on duets. On This Is Tom Jones, an ABC show that he hosted from 69 to 71, he performed with Stevie Wonder, Ella Fitzgerald, Wilson Pickett. Aretha Franklin was the only one whom he could let loose. There was some volume on that woman. Suitcase was released concurrently with Over the Top and Back, Jones' highly entertaining, somewhat revealing new memoir. Regrets, he's had a few, including not having first crack at Paul Anka's My Way. It would have been his if Frank Sinatra had said no. Rejecting the long and winding road which Paul McCartney wrote for him, Jones already had his next single lined up, and not being able to release an R&B album he recorded for Interscope Records in 1996, which Jones writes includes some of my best work vocally I've ever done. They thought it was too authentic, he gripes. Jones wrote the book in part to correct the errors of his own life story, which has been out of his hands since the press release for his 1965 song, It's Not Unusual, announced him as a single 22-year-old coal miner when he was 24 and married with a 7-year-old son and had escaped the mines by the grace of childhood battle with tuberculosis. Later, he says he was libeled by Anka, who alleged his own memoir that in the early 70s, Jones's manager brought him to the underground London club where they watched a woman have sex with a sheep. Over the Top and Back, Jones writes, I don't remember that, and how dumb would I have been not to remember it, which isn't quite a denial. It never happened, he tells me, and Anka made that up completely. He must have been on something. About the headlines last month, Jones says he has no plans to be DNA tested for his African roots. A reporter said, a lot of black people think you're black. I said, yes, especially singers. Otis Redding heard my voice and he said, he's got to be black. a reporter says, would you be opposed to a DNA test? I said, no, and that was it. Tom Jones is getting a DNA test to find out if he's black. Even worse when a family is brought into it. The other fellow asked, does your wife travel with you? I said, no, because she's got emphysema. She feels she's lost her spark and doesn't look as good as she did. They said, Tom Jones says his wife has lost her spark and doesn't look as good as she did, and she's manically depressive. That's what they printed. And the flack I get from women, they said, who wouldn't be manic depressive and married to that schmuck? Meanwhile, they reached their fifth anniversary. Brian Wilson and Paris Hilton live on a block in Los Angeles, as well as directly across the street from Charlie Sheen. Vanna White lives there too, and just one day I saw her out walking, and she asked, how do you like living here? And I said, it's great, quiet. And she said, yes, with one exception, and she pointed to Sheen's house. Jones is due in New York's photo album studio and stands up. Our photographer will need to work fast, he says, because he's flying to London tonight. I'm singing a Christmas song on a show called TFI Friday. I don't know how to get away with that. I think it's Thank Fuck It's Friday. And then back to L.A. As we walk, Jones' publicist knows the holiday decorations around the office and asks if we've had a company party. Tell him yes, it was last night. And you're sober, Jones laughs. He gets a quick touch-up from the stylist and can hardly believe the week she's been having. Yesterday she got to cut Christopher Walken's hair. Sits for a few pictures and makes his exit. News about my guest has been apparently spread, and suddenly there's an ad hoc Tom Jones fan club forming near the reception area. I help him escape the hallway through a side door. He steps into the elevator and is on the door, and the door closes and mouths, thank you. Okay, let me get the code back in here, and we'll play another song. It's Danny and the Juniors, House on Fire.
Bye.
Next time, and bye.